Thank you very much, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have the honor to speak on behalf of the European Union and the following countries ally themselves with the statement: Turkey, the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, Montenegro, Iceland, Serbia, Albania, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Ukraine, and the Republic of Moldova. Mr. President, at the outset, let me congratulate you on your assumption of your duties. It gives us great pleasure to see Belgium, an EU member state, chairing our proceedings. The 14th meeting of states parties is the first formal meeting after the review of the convention in Maputo in June 2014. It will provide states parties the opportunity for a first assessment of the implementation of the commitments undertaken in the Maputo Action Plan and of the functioning of the new machinery. At the same time, states parties are also invited to take important administrative and financial decisions to increase transparency, sustainability, and ownership of the convention. I would also like to take this opportunity to warmly congratulate Mozambique, which, after two decades of work, achieved to be the first heavily mine-contaminated country completely cleared of mines. We believe it is an example of hope for other mine-affected countries, and the EU is proud to have contributed to these efforts. Let me also take the opportunity to congratulate Finland, another EU member state, which has fulfilled its Article 4 commitments and destroyed its stockpiled anti-personnel mines well ahead of its 2016 deadline. Mr. President, the EU is deeply concerned about allegations of use of anti-personnel mines by states parties and appeals to all states and non-state actors to refrain from their use. On the specific topic of universalization, the EU has over the years demonstrated its clear commitment to the promotion of the universal accession and implementation of the Ottawa Convention. This further reinforces our determination and commitment to ending the suffering and casualties caused by anti-personnel mines. This is the reason why a large part of our assistance program in support of the convention was dedicated to universalization. It is in this context that the EU high-level task force, comprised by Her Royal Highness Princess Astrid of Belgium and by His Royal Highness Princess Mireille of Jordan as EU envoys, has engaged with great energy and commitment with important international partners. It is also in this context that Princess Astrid held successful high-level discussions with Oman, which led to the excellent news of the Sultanate joining the convention. While continuing our overall efforts towards universalization, we consider that we should, in parallel and as a first step, explore also opportunities to bring non-states parties closer to the convention by adhering to its norms and implementing effectively concrete measures to that end. Those measures could include political commitments, such as to undertake not to transfer or produce anti-personnel mines, or take transparency measures, among others. To this end, the EU has approached several international partners, although also in the context of bilateral high-level political dialogues. Mr. President, finally, let me assure you that the EU will continue to advocate the universalization of the convention. I thank you very much.